I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. You know the Bible is right. Glory to God. And we, as I say every single week, I say it every single week because it's so important to us, amen, that we have a standard. We have something that is right. So much debate in the country about this being right and that being right and what is right, and Democrat and Republican and young and old and black and white and rich and poor, and arguments and opinions and all kinds of turmoil, amen, trying to determine who's right. And oh, it's something, glory to God. And not to just keep saying it over and over again, but I mean it from my heart. I'm so thankful that we Christians, we know the Bible is right, and feel sorry for the world, because a whole lot of things that they're arguing about, the answer is right in the Bible. The Bible has the answers. Amen. A bunch of things that they argue about, it's plain as night and day in the Bible. Amen. And I'm so thankful that the Bible is right. Glory to God. Well, we want to go to Proverbs 17:12. We're down to Proverbs 17:12. And Proverbs 17:12 in the King James Version says, let a bear robbed of her whelps or cubs meet a man rather than a fool and his folly. Now, if someone was to go in the woods and come across some bear cubs and pick them up and try to run off with them, the mother bear would be absolutely enraged, furious, and enraged, amen? And the Bible here says that that would be nothing. Can you imagine a grizzly bear, let's say a 700-pound grizzly bear running at, for them, 40 miles an hour, coming after you, chasing you, because you picked up two of, the, of her little cute little cubs, and you say, oh, they're so cute, I'm going to take them home. That mother would, that 700, 800, 900 pound bear would be so furious. Amen. You're going to be in hurt territory if it catches up to you. Glory to God. But the Bible here says that's nothing compared to a fool, to catching a fool in their folly. Amen. To catching a fool in their folly. Why? Because fools don't like to be corrected. Amen. They don't if you show that they're fools, they get enraged, amen, because they're fools and they think that what they say is right, amen. And for you to even suggest that they're not foolish or they're not wise enrages them. They can get enraged about it. Amen. And so I went in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, sticking to the book of Proverbs, starting in chapter 10. Amen. Starting in chapter 10 and verse 23, I began to look at some characteristics of fools. Because it says here that you catch a fool in their folly, that's worse than a bear being robbed of her cubs. So there must be something about fools. So I went back and looked at just a few scriptures about fools and some characteristics of them. And in Proverbs 10:23, it says in the King James, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief. It's like fun for a fool to do mischief. Amen? Where we Christians avoid mischief and anything that would hurt or harm or deceive or do anything that's not on the up and up. Well, a fool does it, and they think it's a joke. They think it's cute. It's, you know, just, it's, oh, let's just, I'm just having some fun. Amen? Glory to God. And then in Proverbs chapter 12, the 15th verse, it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That means that how are you going to correct his foolishness? Because to him, what he does is right. And even if you try, because he's a fool, even if you try to, in a very nice diplomatic way, correct him, that won't work. Because in his eyes, he's right in his eyes about everything. Amen? And so what you're doing is you're just, in a sense, wasting your time. Because he doesn't have the equipment. He doesn't have the wisdom to grab a hold of what you're saying. Not even, you know, sometimes you can say something to someone and you're not even necessarily asking them to agree, but you are asking them to listen. And a fool won't even, a lot of times, they won't even listen. Amen? Why? Because all their ways are right in their own eyes. They're foolish and they want to stay foolish. They think that there's some fun about it or something. And then in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16, it says, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A fool lays open his folly. What that means? That means if you listen to a fool long enough, he'll tell you why he's a fool. He'll tell you why he's crazy. He tells you why he'll act the way he acts. Amen? Another interpretation of that is, if you tell everything, a fool layeth open his folly. That you're foolish if you open up foibles about you, mistakes about you, something to some people it is not wise to tell them your foibles and your shortcomings, amen, because they'll use that as an example to do the same thing. And they'll say, well, he does it, so I do it. You know, I ain't no worse than him. You might have opened up a shortcoming of yours as an example to tell them not to do it. But instead, they take that and say, well, you do it, so what's wrong with me doing it? I mean, why is it good for you and not good for me? And you try to tell them it's not good for you or me, amen? But they didn't take it the way that you meant it. So for them, you can't give them ammunition. You can't lay open your folly. You're not being wise if you lay open your folly. There's times for that. There's teachable moments with significant others when you can lay open your foibles and have them and get good counsel. But that's not with everybody. You don't go around telling everybody all your mistakes and all your foibles, because a lot of people can't handle it. They only see the negative. They never see the positive. You can do 100 positive things and one half negative thing, and they'll lock in on the one half negative thing. And you told them 100 positive things, but they just don't zero in on the positive. They're waiting to find something. They just gravitate toward the negative, amen? And so it's foolish to lay open your folly, amen? That's not a wise thing to do. And then in Proverbs 14:16, it says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, amen? And that is wise. And you'd be very wise to depart from evil. But it says, but the fool courageous, and is confident. What's that about a fool? He rages and is confident. Even when you tell him that what he's doing is not right, even when you show him, even when you tell him the consequences, the overwhelming consequences that he's going to have to suffer. Oh, they're so right. They know they're right. They run right to the thing that you told them not to do. And then when it hits them, they say it's someone else's fault. It's always someone else's fault. Amen? A fool rages and is confident instead of being humble. Instead of being humble and considering and listening very hard and praying and taking the matter to God and to see if what you're saying is right. Is what they're saying about me right? Am I really like this? And the Holy Spirit is faithful. If you need correction, he'll correct you. Amen. He's faithful. He'll help you. If you ask him, he'll help you. I know that so. Amen. So many times I humbly ask the Holy Spirit, and he's never let me down. Amen. If someone says something to you and it's stinging and it's hurting you, glory to God. There's probably where there's smoke, there's fire. You need to take that thing to God and ask God about it and say, I feel like this is for somebody tonight. I feel like somebody out there needs to humbly listen. Maybe a spouse or maybe a brother or sister or maybe a parent has said something to you. Maybe a boss or somebody has said something to you, glory to God, and that thing stung, amen, and your flesh wants to play it off. That ain't right. They just saying that because they're jealous or they don't understand. They just don't understand what I've been through. Maybe you're playing it off or that can't be right, amen, when the Holy Spirit, glory to God, is dealing with you and he's trying to help you in that area. You know, if you have a splinter, don't the doctor have to get a sharp scalpel or a sharp needle or something? And when he sticks that thing in there where that splinter is, that hurts. Amen. He can put some Zytocaine on there, local anesthetic, and deaden it a little bit. But still, he's digging down in your skin with that sharp needle, or he's cutting it. They call it lancing it. With a scalpel. A scalpel is a sharp razor. It's a surgical razor. Amen? Glory to God. That thing hurts. But after all the hurt and it's cleaned out and they pour in antiseptic and put a nice bandage on it, almost immediately you feel better. And in a couple of days, the thing feels, you don't even know that you had a splinter. Amen? But to go in there, it hurt initially. And that's the way you are. The person said something to you, and initially it's hurting, amen? But glory to God. Let the Holy Spirit deal with it. Talk to the Holy Spirit about it. See what he tells you about it. And just be honest. And because if he's dealing with you about it, that means he wants you to help you to get over it, amen? He wants you to get over it, glory to God. And he can help you get over it. Put it in his hands. If you ask him, Holy Spirit, I'm really messed up in this area. Please help me. Please. He'll help you. Amen. And then after a while, he'll fix it, and you'll feel so good. You will know. You will say, "Ooh, I never really knew I had a problem in this area. God delivered me in this area." Amen. But it's all because you asked him to deliver you. You asked him for help, and he helped you. Amen. Glory to God. So glory to God. Whatever it is, give it to God. Amen? Give it to God and let him fix it for you. Give it to God. We're going to go on, but the word I want to say one more time for you is don't pass it off as they don't know what they're talking about. No. Deal with it. Amen? Take it to God and give it to God and ask him to fix it. And you're going to be okay. Because you got the victory through Christ Jesus. He's going to make it okay if you deal with it. But don't play it off like it's nothing. Because it'll come up again. It'll come up again. You'll mess up again. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm up to a commercial break Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about Proverbs 17:12, where it talks about a fool that's caught up in his folly is outraged. Amen. He gets outraged. Glory to God. And so we were looking at some characteristics of fools. And in Proverbs 20, chapter 20, verse 3, in the King James Version, it says, "It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling." Amen. Glory to God. A person of honor, a saint of God, a person with understanding, they cease from meddling. They cease from strife. Amen. If strife is going on, they, because they have the Bible and have the truth that's in the Bible, they understand that a lot of strife is caused by evil and wicked spirit. The spirits of contention, the spirits of anger, the spirits of jealousy, the spirit of rage. Amen. The spirit of unforgiveness. And so they're quick to forgive and cease from all kind of strife. Amen. But the Bible here says, what do fools do? It says, but every fool will be meddling. They'll go around and get in other people's business and get in other people's drama and get in other people's situations and get into other people's arguments. And all that's going to do is just cause much trouble. Glory to God. And you want to stay away from that, saint of God. You want to avoid that. Amen. And then in Proverbs chapter 23, 9 says, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words." Why? A fool hates wisdom because it shows him to be a fool. When you speak wisdom and you speak common sense, it just points out his foolishness when he speaks. He's all the time speaking foolish. In other words, to him, you make him look bad. Amen? And then in Ecclesiastes, glory to God, in chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "A fool walks in darkness." A fool walks in darkness. That word walks means like he does. He does. Darkness. He tries to walk into how successful would you be in a pitch black room, and you're going to try to traverse that room and find the door. And as you begin to walk across that room in pitch darkness, you're going to run into all kind of chairs and run into couches and run into all kinds of things. What is wrong there? What is wrong there is that a fool attempts to walk in darkness. What does a wise man do? A wise man finds the light switch and flips the lights on. Amen. But a fool attempts, they walk in darkness. They don't have the light of God's word. Amen. And because they don't have the light of God's word, they trip over things. And that's the way it is in real life. People out there who are not saved, they trip over all kinds of things, amen, because they don't have the Bible. If they had the manual for life, God gave us a manual for this life. And if they would get into this manual and find out the answers, they would no longer be walking in darkness. And so they wouldn't trip and fall over a bunch of stuff, amen. Glory to God. and a fool just will not heed wisdom. Amen. But, beloved, I know that we're not fools. Now, how do I know that? Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, I know you're not a fool because the Lord Jesus Christ said you weren't. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ said you were wise. In Matthew 27:4, this is Jesus speaking, and he says, therefore, whosoever, where are you, Pastor? I'm in Matthew. I'm in the 7th chapter, the 24th verse. And the Lord Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Beloved, if you're saved, if you're born again, if you have the life of God in your spirit, glory to God. Jesus calls you a wise man. Why? Because you heard his sayings when he came and knocked on the door of your heart. You heard his sayings. You received him as Lord and Savior. Glory to God. And glory to God, you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus said in the book of John, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. You heard that saying, and you did it. Amen. And Jesus said, if you hear his saying, and you did it, and you do them, that he would liken you unto a wise man. Amen. And so I know you're a wise man because you hearken unto Jesus. And in 1 John, glory to God, you have faith in the Lord Jesus. You have faith in him. And in 1 John, what does it say? 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, amen. And so you heard I know you're wise because you heard the sayings of Jesus and you received him as Lord and Savior and got filled with his spirit. And it says, because you've done that, glory to God, because you've done that, you learn that faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And you've heard the word and heard the word and heard the word. And by receiving Jesus into your heart, and because he lives in you by his spirit, glory to God, through him, he causes you to have victory over the world. Amen? And that was because of your faith in him. Your faith in him caused you to obtain him and have, and because you have him, he overcomes the world through you. Amen? And so that makes you an overcomer. Amen? That makes you an overcomer. And what did Jesus say about overcomers? Glory to God. Not only did he say they were wise, but look at Revelation 2:7. In Revelation 2:7, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So not only, beloved, will you obtain paradise because, see, this makes you a wise person. The fool rages and is confident and is ignorant. But you humbled yourself when you heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And because you did, look what's delivered unto you because you obeyed the gospel of Christ. Not only will you be an overcomer in this world because Jesus is lives in you by his spirit, but you'll eat of the tree of life and you'll experience the paradise of God because that's where the tree of life is, in the paradise of God. And then in Revelation 2:17 it says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it. And so you're going to be able to eat angels' food. Angels' food. You're going to be able to eat manna someday. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? Because you were wise. The fool, the Bible says that he's right in all his ways. To him, he's right. But we know that he's wrong. If he doesn't accept the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior, that means he has no life in him. And without life, you're dead. You're spiritually dead. Amen. Now, he thinks he's wise, but he's really stupid. But if he will listen to the sayings of Jesus, he can have all these things that you have, beloved. You get to eat of the tree of life. You get to eat of manna. Amen. Glory to God. And then look at Revelation 3:21. In Revelation 3:21, it's talking about you, and it says to him that you, to him that overcometh, didn't the Word of God in 1 John 5:4 says that we overcome because of our faith in Jesus Christ? We overcome and we're overcomers. Well, here in Proverbs 3:21, it says to him that overcometh, that you, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Amen. Glory to God. Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So imagine that. The Lord Jesus is going to be on his throne. And the Bible says that the rapture will forever be with the Lord. And so when the Lord sits down on his throne, if we're going to forever be with the Lord, and the Bible cannot lie, that means we're going to be set down. And here it says that Jesus is going to grant us to sit down with him in his throne. Amen. So you're going to be sitting down on the throne of Jesus with him. Amen. He's going to be on the upper throne, and there's going to be thrones around it, his throne, and you're going to be sitting on those lower thrones. Amen. But you're going to be on a throne. Now, isn't that wise? And that's exactly what Jesus said. He said, I'll tell you who's a wise man, him that hears these sayings of mine and they do it. And that's exactly what you did. You heard the gospel. You received the Lord Jesus Christ. You did it. And now you receive all of these things because of him. Amen. Because of him, glory to God. Glory to God. And I want to say what Revelation 22:1 says. Revelation 22:1, glory to God. It's the last verse in the Bible. And I said 22:1. I meant Revelation 22:21, the very last verse in the Bible, in the entire 66 books. And the last verse in the Bible is Revelation 22:21. And it says, and this is for you tonight, beloved. This is for you tonight, because you're wise in that you heard the sayings of Jesus and you did it. You did what he said to do. He knocked on the door of your heart and you said, come in, Jesus. Come in and be my Lord and Savior. And because of that, Revelation 22:21, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Glory to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the unmerited favor of Christ be on your life today and the rest of your existence. Amen. The grace, God's ability be on your life to do his good pleasure and his good will. Amen. God bless you and keep you, glory to God, as you do what the fool refuses to do. The fool rages and acts out, glory to God. But you're the wise man that listens to Jesus, and you become born again. And now you're wise unto with the word of God, glory to God, you're wise unto eternal life. God bless you and keep you. The Lord keep you. The grace, beloved, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. God bless you and keep you. Have a peaceful week. The world is in turmoil with all of the elections and all the other things going on. But we have peace in Jesus Christ. Didn't he tell us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let the things around you trouble you. Amen. That's for the fool. The Bible says he walks in darkness. He doesn't have any answers because he's in darkness. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what is right and wrong because he has no final authority in his life. We have a final authority, and that's the word of God, the precious word of God that's contained in the Bible. Amen? Glory to God. And because the answers to life are settled in the word of God, we have peace. Glory to God. We have love, joy, peace, happiness. We have the fruits of the Spirit working in our life. Amen. Don't let, because the world is perturbed and disturbed and all mixed up, don't let them rock your boat. Amen. Glory to God. You just enjoy the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy the victory that you have through him, the victory that he purchased at Calvary. God bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. The Bible has the answers. See you next week, beloved. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.